There were only four given that year. I was really lucky.
1981. And what was your job in D.C.?
I was a legislative aide to the Democratic member of New York, Bobby Garcia, and I did econometrics for the Subcommittee on Census. They said, here, do this study of the relationship of federal outlays to the economics of the Bronx or Boston. So I would do these studies for the subcommittee because the subcommittee needed to understand how to make decisions about allocating federal funds in these blighted areas, you know, Camden. I didn't, you know, I had no East Coast knowledge.
Walt Whitman's town.
Yeah, I had no knowledge of the East Coast. It was as far, it was like the moon to me. But I was there. I had the fellowship. I was away from the bad relationship I had. So I was really enjoying it. And I really learned a lot there. And what happened there was that I hooked up with my third wife, who became my third wife. And then Caesar found out I was in D.C. And he started coming. I said, Mario, help me with this. So that started in 1983. I decided to stay in D.C., abandon my Ph.D., because I had taken a leave to do this. Abandoned my Ph.D., said, fuck the Ph.D., fuck academic. Because I was making three times what they were paying me as a teaching assistant in history at UC Irvine. In my first job in Washington when I left the fellowship. Mm-hmm. And so I was still writing poetry, and then Caesar got a hold of me, and whenever he would come to town, I would do lobbying for him with the EPA or the HHS for farm worker issues, Department of Labor. You know, because he trusted me. Caesar wouldn't stay at a hotel. He would only stay with trusted people that he knew because of all the assassination stuff. So whenever he came to town, it was our place, and we had big parties and stuff because Caesar was in town. And, of course, there was more work for me because I was having to arrange for meetings with the different federal agencies. I would have to arrange. There would be fundraisers, of course, when he came into town. So my work level doubled when he came into town. But it was also just really exciting. And I got to meet major American political figures.
Chip O'Neill?
Well, I worked under Chip O'Neill for one of his staff guys who worked in the Congress. I worked very much under Chip O'Neill. It was a very Democratic Congress. And I understood that. It was really a unique experience. Mike Farrell was Tip O'Neill's staff guy for the subcommittee. And he was essentially kind of the guy who controlled Bobby Garcia for Tip O'Neill. And I could, once I was there, I understood what the dynamics were. It took me a while.
The pecking order.
Yeah, the political power structure of the Congress. It was really interesting. I learned a lot. But I didn't want to work in Congress. I just did not. It was too dry.
Who were some of the other people you met?
Lech Walesa, all of the major labor leaders that were, you know, the president of U.S. Steel workers, auto workers, major labor leaders, political figures. The Kennedys were around a lot. Because of that work, because of what I was doing lobbying for Caesar, I kind of fell into consulting to the major nonprofit groups like the Urban Coalition and League of United American Latin American Citizens and MALDEF, Mexican American Legal Defense, because I had that experience in lobbying and legislation. So they would hire me and I'd be their consultant. So that's how I got into consulting, because then I was making had my own consulting income by doing this work that they didn't have the staff to do or the money to do. And that's what I guess began consulting. It was probably 84, 85, around in there. So I've been consulting for 30 years. And that's kind of how that happened. But I was still publishing poems. You know, does that make sense? Is it kind of, you get the idea?
Of course it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you know, you have to make a living, and you've done it in such a way that you're able to, it's able to support your poetry practice.
So because what it is, it's writing. That's what I was doing. I was having meetings, and I was writing up briefs and preparing proposals, legislative proposals, just writing. And as I'd be writing something, I'd be also working on a poem. Not at the immediate point, but I would have notes, and I would, that night, or even at my work desk, I would have a journal for my poetry, always, in my briefcase.